Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, I wanted to get into the football here. With Andrew Thomas, it seems like now the expectation is that Thomas is finally going to make his season debut. And that is now piggybacking, the word of the week apparently, piggybacking the feel that a lot of people have, including some of the NFL experts that we've had on this week, whether it's Brian Baldinger on Tuesday, whether it was Kyle Brandt yesterday. The feeling, and I know a lot of you out there, same thing, the feeling that this is a winnable game for the Giants on Sunday. And I just don't see it that way. Yeah, obviously Thomas coming back will help. He's an integral part of what they're going to try to do. Do you think him coming back is going to help them score more points? I highly doubt the Giants are going to be able to score as many points as they scored last week. And even with those points, they still weren't able to get a win. So why on earth would I believe, and this is not to dismiss the Giants, I'll be rooting like hell for the Giants. I want to see them beat the Chiefs and have some kind of a relevant season here. But why on earth would you think, or why in the universe, would you think that the Giants have a chance of beating the Kansas City Chiefs? If you actually paid attention, close attention to the Chiefs, like, yeah, do they look like the perennial Super Bowl contender that we've seen? Maybe not. Maybe there's a drop-off. Maybe Travis Kelce doesn't have his whole heart and head into the game anymore. Maybe Mahomes has slowed down a little bit, although I would vehemently push back against that. They clearly don't have the weapons that they've had at different times. However, their defense is better than it's been before. And they still do have the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes. So, like, whatever your reasons are to poke holes in Kansas City, I think it's false. And they lost to a very good, very tough, hard-fighting Chargers team in week one. Week one of the NFL now is basically preseason week three, the way that we used to know it. So it's not even week two, it's week one. And in week two, they lost to the reigning Super Bowl champs in a tight game. All right, in their home building, sure enough. But one big, bad, costly mistake that flipped the whole game over with Kelce, who was going in, who dropped the ball. Turned into an interception, rest is history. Now, I'm not excusing that. Hey, mistakes are a part of it, fumbles are a part of it, drops are a part of it. Like, you got to make those plays. However, there's this feel as if the Chiefs are far less than what they were. The dynasty is dead, if you will. And there's this feel, for some unknown reason, that the Giants, after 1 week, 1 week of scoring touchdowns, we did it, touchdowns. The Giants have scored some touchdowns. Like, is that all it took to get everybody back behind the Giants now? Give me, and the majority of that, yeah, like Malik Nabers is a stud. Is he going to be able to do what he did again against Kansas City? Is Russell Wilson going to be able to perfect those deep throws that they did so well against a crappy Cowboys defense? Like, take everything into account. The Cowboys don't have a good defense, and I would argue that their team is not as good as some people are saying. I don't trust Schottenheimer. The defense has been awful for the first 2 weeks. Even the offense has been inconsistent, yet they still found a way to beat the Giants, who scored 37 points. And throwing the deep ball over the place, daggers left and right, final nail in the coffin with the neighbor's touchdown. Nope, not so fast. So what exactly, here's what I want to know. Where is the confidence coming that the Giants are going to walk out of MetLife Stadium with a win and the Chiefs are going to leave at 0-3? Where is the confidence coming from? It doesn't make any sense to me. The Chiefs are better than most people are thinking, and the Giants are still the Giants until proven otherwise. Just because they took significant steps in one game with the offense, that's going to outweigh the three prior years that we've seen under Brian Daboll? Going against now a much better defense in Kansas City? Even with Thomas back, and I'm glad he's coming back, and I hope he can stay healthy. And maybe this can be the beginning of the Giants winning some games here. Yeah, I'm supposed to believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to walk out of MetLife Stadium 0-3, but yet Big Blue is going to get a win against the Chiefs? Come on now. Not saying it can't happen. Obviously, anything could happen in sports. We all know that. But I would never, ever bet on the Giants. Matter of fact, it's going to be one of my biggest bets tomorrow, a little teaser ahead of the Perfect Parlay Pick segment. I got to take the Chiefs. On principle alone, the idea that many people now are getting behind the Giants in this game, it just does not add up. Now, there's a path for the Giants to have success, run the football well against a better Chiefs defense. I don't know why you would think that that could happen, but if they do that, they could have success. Oh, and by the way, get to Patrick Mahomes. Name me a defense over the last 5 years, whatever it's been, that's gotten to Patrick Mahomes consistently. Meaning that the Giants, Burns, Kayvon, Carter, getting to Mahomes and creating havoc in the backfield, which is something we haven't seen them do nearly enough in the first 2 weeks. Against, Jaden McDaniels and Dak Prescott. McDaniels good. He's not, or Jaden, what did I say? Jaden McDaniels, Jaden Daniels good. He's not Patrick Mahomes. I don't know how to get that from. All right, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game of the week, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who got walloped by the Seahawks, taking on the New England Patriots. Back to the phones we go, 888-808-1019. We'll keep an eye on the Mets as they're about to get underway here. Dion wants to talk about his Yankees. Dion is in Queens. What's up, Dion?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say one thing. You may or may not agree with me, but I was at the Yankee game yesterday in Minnesota. I just got back about 2 hours ago. And there's something that the Yankees are missing. I mean, they couldn't put the team away handily yesterday, nor on Tuesday. I mean, they were up 10-1, and they let them come back. And yesterday, they let them stick around. I don't think the Yankees are going to go deep in the playoffs. There's something, I don't know if it's the pitching or the hitting or both, but I just don't have the same feeling that I had last season.
Do you have any concerns about a possible matchup in the wild card round, whether it's the Astros, Mariners, Red Sox? Are you worried about that versus what it was last year with the Royals, or it just pertains to the Yankees?
It just pertains to the Yankees for the most part. I'm not too worried about Houston, even though they can be that sneaky team, and they've been the thorn in the Yankee side for a number of years. But it's just, the ballpark yesterday was flat, sparsely attended.
It's Minnesota. I mean, you're in Minnesota. They're going to be flat. That team's out of it. The Yankees go in there and they really rough them up. See, what I would say about the Yankees this week is that, okay, you saw the offense get shut out, and then you saw them score 20 runs in consecutive games, right? The 10 runs on Tuesday and then 10 runs again last night. I would take more, even though they blew the 10-1 lead, I would still take away more positives in that game. And then last night, I think it was just on Luis Gil, who didn't have his best stuff. He started to run out of steam there, and then the bullpen did a good job. So I wouldn't have any concerns just based off of the two games in Minnesota, or the three games in Minnesota.
No, it's over the season for the most part. I would say from like late May, early June on.
Yeah.
They tended to kind of fall off the edge there, and they lost, you know, their place in, you know,
I get it.
As a division leader.
Well,
so there's something there.
Well, correct, Dion. However, and thank you for the call, and appreciate your fandom going out there and hey, watching the Yankees in Minnesota. Love that ballpark. I went out there years ago. Fun ballpark to go visit. Yeah, there's something there. However, you can make the case that the offense can carry them. Let's say Judge continues his heater and all of a sudden carries this team through a postseason. Like if Aaron Judge for once is what he's been in the regular season for the majority of his career, if he takes that and does that in the postseason, the Yankees can overcome a lot of deficiencies. Now, I don't know what's going to happen at shortstop, but at least Volpe, when he played, not last night, the night before, there were some encouraging signs. Now, not to make it all about him, but I'm just saying that there are some encouraging signs. The offense at its best is an elite offense. Elite. Maybe the best in the entire sport when it's at its best. The concern is that going to be sustainable, or is that going to come to fruition, their great offense, in the postseason? That's a big question. Are they going to be able to clean up things defensively and on the base paths? But they have the tools. You know, they have speed. They've got guys that can play defense. They've obviously got power. That's their greatest strength. They have quality starters. Freed, Rodon. I mean, Heel, all right, maybe a little concerned about that. Schlittler, all right, I wouldn't trust him 100%. Maybe he's starting to run out of steam a little bit. But still, with Freed and Rodon, at the very least, those two. And then you have, you know, one of the others making a start in game three. You feel good about that. The bullpen would probably be my biggest area of concern. I'm with you. There are issues. The Yankees have flaws. We all know that. They're not a perfect team. Who else is? I wouldn't worry about the Astros. That would be the team that I'd prefer to face. I'd rather face the Astros than the Mariners or the Red Sox. I think those teams could be very dangerous. Pitching, the primary reason for that. The good pitching that the Mariners and the Red Sox have. But now, to me, from a Yankee perspective, is not the time to be negative. You had all year to watch this team. They are what they are. You roll up your sleeves, go get them in the postseason. Take your chances. Hope that the offense stays hot more often than not. Hope that you don't beat yourselves with the bad defense or base running or, you know, the follies that have happened at times that the Yankees could think are over-talked about or overhyped or overrated, whatever, overplayed. Go out there and play clean baseball. Don't beat yourself. And then cross your fingers that Bednar, Devin Williams, and one other guy, whether it's Cruz, whether it's Weaver, they probably need one, Doval, one of those guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In addition to Williams and Bednar, you hope that those guys could hold down the fort out of the pen. Gary is in Mayapack. What's up, Gary?
Sal, long time no speak. Miss you, bro.
How are you, Gary? How are things?
I'm good. Hanging in. I wish you were still on the overnight because there's so many Met losses that have turned my stomach and I needed to vent to someone. And I don't get along with C-Mac so much. So
why not? Has he been yelling at you, C-Mac? What's he doing? He's treating you dirty? He's treating you poorly?
Well, actually, it goes back to where I thought he was piling on Zach Wilson for a while. I thought he was just like everyone else, and right. We didn't agree on that. And
hey, look, you could overcome it, though. Remember, you and I had our issues with the Rangers and Islanders. You got on me for being a fraud Ranger fan when I wore the Islander jersey. It took a while for you to get over that.
Absolutely. I boycotted you for a while for the playoffs. And
Gary,
then we made a run. We took the first two games in Jersey. We thought we were winning the cup again and had that turn out.
Obviously not the way that we would have liked, as has every year since 1994. Anyway, okay, what's your point, Gary?
It's on the Mets. I don't know if it's their philosophy, if it's Hefner, if it's the pitches, or that they're gutless. I really feel they're gutless. You know, Manoah, his last start before Mendoza brought him into the tunnel, he gave up like four hits in a row. They were all off speed, breaking balls, sliders. He throws that sidearm slurve at 74. What do you think is going to happen to it? And last night, and it's been happening since the All-Star break with Peterson, he does not challenge anybody anymore. He never challenges with a fastball. He'll get ahead of you 0-2. He'll nibble. Now it gets to 3-2. And, you know, last night, if he doesn't swing at that ball, he probably walks in a run. Where's the fastballs? They walk everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the walks are infuriating, Gary, and great to hear from you. Hope all is well. You get back to us. I do miss you, too, on the overnight. And a lot of the callers used to call the show regularly, yeah, you know, helping us all get through those overnights. That was a lot of fun. So I do miss you guys. And good luck to your Rangers, our Rangers, this upcoming season here. Be here before you know it. Yeah, I mean, look, the Mets have had issues throwing strikes. All year long, it's been an issue. And there were some issues here already in the first inning with Tong. Dude, Hoff and I were kind of watching this as we were listening to Gary. Manny Machado hit a laser to left field over the head of Nimmo that one-hopped the wall, and somehow he got thrown out at second base by a mile. What the hell is going on with baseball? Like, the Mets infuriate me where they can't get a runner in from second base with a base hit. It's just mind-boggling. Like, second base is, or at least it used to be, and it is for the majority of baseball, considered scoring position. Yet with the Mets, they're stationing the station. Drives me nuts. A base hit from second base. You get a base hit with a guy on second, he can't score. Machado hit what should be a clear double by, like, any measurement possible. And he, thankfully, gets thrown out at second base. Otherwise, it would have been second and third and one out with Jonah Tong on the mound under duress again. But instead, it is a runner at third and two outs as Tong tries to work through the first inning, which is something he could not do in his last start. What was he doing, Hoff? What the hell happened there with Machado?
You know what? He's not trying to say he's slow out of the gates, but again, he's not the fastest runner.
He got thrown out by a mile. He hit the ball off the wall.
And think about it. It was off Nimmo's noodle arm. Got him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't even Nimmo's arm. Nimmo threw it to Lindor. A cutoff. The ball one-hopped the wall. Nimmo, who doesn't have a good arm, throws it to Lindor. The cutoff man who turned and fired a bullet to McNeil at second base to get him by a mile wasn't even close.
I think that Nimmo should have caught the ball, by the way. I think he's just not positioned properly. I think that a faster outfielder would have got that ball. I think it was hit pretty hard, though, so the speed might have been able to ricochet off the wall quick enough. That's part of it.
Anyway, where's your, no, you're okay. Where's your confidence level in Tong after watching the first few hitters here?
Oh, terrible. I listen, he's got two outs. There's a runner on third, and there's no run scored, so that's a positive.
That's true.
I mean,
get out of the clean here.
Yeah, this is. Can I just tell you something? While you were talking before,
yeah.
There was a pitch to Machado. He had him 0-2, and he threw a fastball, and he just it didn't bury it in the dirt. But there's no fool. He's not fooling anybody.
Yeah, I know.
His location is so off.
The Mets know. This was, as a matter of fact, I would bet that their decision to start him in this game predated Manaea doing well with his, when he had that talking with Mendoza in the middle of the game in Philadelphia. Tong did get through it. All right, exhale. One inning down, we didn't allow a run. So that's good news for the Mets. Ryan calling
pop
from
the champagne, everybody.
From Rockland County. What's up, Ryan? Oh, sorry, it's 120. I got distracted there. Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Sal. The thing with Savannah Bananas is funny. I'll get to the Mets things in a second. The Met bats are going to carry Buchanan. Go,
okay,
Petco.
And thank you for the call, of course, Ryan.
Oh, wait, that was Buchanan?
Yeah, that was the famous Buchanan call.
Wait a second.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I got screwed again on that?
Yes. It's all right. Well, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Dude,
think about that. You just made that guy's life. Like, any Met fan that thinks that they're going to celebrate a postseason berth, it would pale in comparison to what that guy just celebrated for getting through on the phones there and saying Buchanan. He's been doing it for 30 years.
He should have been retired. He got me a couple weeks ago, and it was so good.
Well, overnight show?
Yeah, I told him, you know what, that you should put your feet up, smoke a cigar, take a sip of whiskey, and retire. You did it. You nailed it.
I just try to think, like, as I think through this, and it used to bother me a little bit. I'm not even angry anymore. I just, like, try to think through what kind of life is that you call the radio station for, you know, 30 or whatever it is, 20 plus, at least 20 plus years, and wait on hold to get through and then, you know, talk about Pat Buchanan, who at this point I would think the majority of people don't even know. I really don't even.
Is he still alive?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Pete Alonso, who just mashed his 37th home run of the year, his fourth in the last four games. You know, Pete's streaky. Once he gets hot, hey, he's had a terrific season. But I'm saying with the homers, once they come for Pete, they come in bunches. You hope that maybe he's not peaking too early. Obviously, the Mets needed to get to October, but you want to see this type of performance in October. So Pete puts them on the board. End of one. The Mets have a 1-0 lead as Pete's going to make his push. And he's got 9 games after today, and who knows? Today is only the first inning. Maybe he can get to 40 and join Juan Soto. As I was saying before, and this is much more of a conversation for the offseason, I am not breaking up the duo of Soto and Alonso. Everything else can be discussed, and I mean everything else can be discussed. That's the one thing that if I'm Stearns, I am making sure I bring back. Obviously, Soto's not going anywhere. I'm bringing back Pete to keep that tandem intact and then build out around that. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mark is calling from Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
First of all, Sal, I'll take Sal Licata over Bill Pito 7 days a week.
Thank you, Mark. You and my mom as well, yes.
I don't know about that, but he's good, Pito. He's good, but yeah.
It's not Pito's fault. I mean, the Emmys maybe I have an issue with. It's not Pito's fault. He's very good. I like Bill Pito. Nice guy. Nicer than I am.
Good
I mean, come on. 3 years in a row? I mean, come on. Anyway, good.
All right.
Appreciate
that.
So
here's my Met point or question for you, Sal. You have said, and I agree with it, that you would blow the Mets up if they don't make the playoffs.
Yes.
Because of numerous things. Yet you want to retain the architect of this mess, David Stearns. I mean, I don't understand how they work together. Stearns put this mess together.
No, well, he didn't. He inherited Nimmo. He inherited Francisco Lindor. You know, Vientos was here before him. Beatty was here before him. Alvarez was here before him. Like, he didn't really. This is year two. Certain things he put there, Mark, but not the big deals that have. The core of this team predates David Stearns. And the core of this team failed in 2022, failed in 2023. They did well last year, even though last year they went on a run. You know, Pete didn't have a great season. Nimmo didn't have a great season. Like, there's inconsistencies there. And then again, this year, inconsistencies.
But if you look at the moves he's made in the 2 years, you got a lot more bad ones than good ones, a lot more. And I just don't feel he he's cut out to be a New York GM. I think he's great with a small market team, making his little moves. And if you notice, Milwaukee has improved since he's left.
I know. I said that. I know.
So I'm just not sure he's the right guy. You don't want to fire a guy just because you're angry. That's a mistake.
And I don't think Cohen will do that. I think Stearns isn't going anywhere. And thank you for the call, Mark, and we do appreciate the kind words. To really see what David Stearns can do to his new organization, the Mets, you need time. There's no GM in any sport that's really going to turn things around or really have his impact on the team in year two. It's just not possible. Year three, a little bit more. By year four, all right, now we should see. Remember, so much of baseball is drafting and developing well, and it's not like, you know, it's not like the NFL where you're just going to get your draft picks right away. And then, you know, if Joe Shane takes over and he's got his first draft, those guys should come in and contribute right away. And then the idea is, okay, well, you need at least 2-3 drafts to really have the turnover on the roster to be about Joe Shane in this particular example. With baseball, it's a little bit different. I mean, David Stearns drafted guys in his 2 years that may not be up here for another 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. There's always been that layover where the GMs that get fired, their guys come to fruition, you know, years after they're gone. A lot of this team is Billy Epler's doing. You could even say Billy Epler and Zach Scott's doing and Sandy Alderson. Not all of it, but a lot of it. So Stearns needs some time. Mike is calling from, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I think it's been an awful year two for him. But you can't make a rash decision and say Stearns is not the guy and he's only suited to be a small market GM. Mike is calling from Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great show. So a Giant point and a quick Met point. So the Giants. So my fear is that the offense will be fair and then Shane Bowen's defense will let us down. And then when I start thinking about that, I get annoyed at Dable, who couldn't make it work out with Wink. And no DC wanted to come here because Dable was on the hot seat. So what would frustrate me is if the defense doesn't rise and Bowen ruins it. And then for the Mets, I say this tongue in cheek, if we sign Alonso back, can we charge him like a Senga tax for that bad throw that caused Senga to totally be screwed up?
Well, I know you're being facetious, as you said, Mike, and thank you for the call, but that would be a part of my thinking in bringing Pete back, is that I would want him to start to transition to be a DH. I know he might not like that, and maybe he's not ready to be a full-time DH. However, he is a liability. As good as he is at picking the ball at first base, he's a liability defensively at first base. And if I'm trying to tidy up and build a winning team all over the place, they can clearly do better defensively than Pete Alonso. Not just because of the Senga injury, because Pete has an issue throwing the baseball. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. He's not a great defensive first baseman. He's far better than anybody thought he would be. He's worked his rear end off, and you give him credit for that. He's tremendous with the glove as far as the scoops go. He is a liability defensively at first base. So I would want his bat in that lineup behind Juan Soto as long as possible to keep that tandem intact. But I would not be married to having Pete Alonso at first base defensively.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Gus is calling from Ridgewood. What's up, Gus?
And I'm willing to make a friendly, high-stakes, non-monetary wager with you. Come watch one of the games with me if we make the playoffs.
Now,
and if for some god-awful reason they don't, for free, I'm willing to DJ the WFAN holiday party coming up. You don't have to agree to it now, but let me know if it's remotely interesting. Thanks again for having me, brother.
Thank you, Gus. I'm going to put you on hold. Hoff, grab his info. Maybe take him up on that. I got to think about this. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope you're right, Gus. And I hope we're partying out there at the block party and the DJing and watching a game together. But I'll take you up on that. Got to be careful with these bets. I'm in the hole here. I got to go play golf with, was it Teddy in Montville or whatever it is? I got to play golf with him. I have to wear the Phillies uniform and dress like Chase Utley. When should I do that, Hoff? You think I should do that next week or like should I do that Monday or the or when the regular season is over?
If the Mets make the playoffs and they play the Phillies, I think you should do it then.
Are you out of your mind? That's the last time I would ever do
it. Hold on, hold on. If they don't, then you need to go to Thursday Night Football, Giants, Eagles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You think that I am going to go anywhere outside of this studio dressed in that god-awful Phillies Chase Utley uniform? Are you out of your mind? This is a clear, easy-peasy, let me just suck it up for the day, like that stupid Doink the Clown thing. I came in here, I put the Doink the Clown on, we did the show for 4 hours, that's it, take it off, go home. That's what's happening here with the Utley thing for Surfside, the bet that I lost to Clem from Surfside. We got to get him on one more time.
Listen,
and discuss this.
I'm going some full Savannah Bananas on you. I'm making this more entertaining for the audience.
No, no, that is not entertaining. I'm certainly not doing it against if the Mets play the Phillies head to head. What are you out of your mind? That's the last time I do it. All right, there you have it. Call of the day, having some fun, of course, with that stuff. We'll get back to the phones here. Hopefully BT back with us tomorrow. You know, I texted him earlier. Hoff, I don't know if you've talked to him. Texted him at like 9:30 this morning, just asking how he's feeling. Haven't heard back. So, I mean, I'm sure he's fine, obviously under the weather, and that's why BT hasn't been here the last of 2 days. And he's not a great texter anyway. But I did tag him, how you feeling? And nothing back 4 hours later. I'm a little concerned, but hopefully BT is okay to be back with us tomorrow, of course. All right, let's finish up on the phones here. Mets, by the way, have a 1-0 lead. We mentioned it before. Pete Alonso, fourth straight game with a home run. Home run number 37 for him. One zip Mets over the Pods right now. Anthony is calling from Tampa. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for squeezing my call in.
No problem. Thanks for making it. What's up?
So my whole thing with the Mets right now is, first of all, I totally agree wholeheartedly with your Pete Alonso sentiment, but I do think Chavez has to go. But the point that I called to make is the pitching lab gets all this credit at the beginning of the year when the guys are doing great, and the pitching is lights out, and it's this, that, and the other thing. Where is all the eyes on the pitching lab now that you have guys like Helsley who suck? Why isn't the pitching lab fixed him?
Well, the pitching lab, and I've said this before, but nobody wants to hear it. Like, you could say the truth and you could say accurate things, and people just believe what they want anyway. That's just the world that we live in. There is no such thing as a pitching lab. I was saying the same thing. Oh, they're pitching lab. Like, that is not a real thing. Now, you could question the pitching, you know, you want to question the pitching coach or whatever they're doing, because there's obviously something to it. You or I, Ant, may not have the answers. It's their job to find the answers. How does David Peterson go from all-star to 8 ERA? Why the hell has Ryan Helsley gone from terrific closer to a guy who you have to hold your breath every time he comes into the game and is usually throwing BP? There is no actual pitching lab, but obviously the Mets need to figure it out.
I think that they're jaded by it because he pulled up these scrappy pitchers. Look, Frankie Montas, come on. Who thinks Frankie Montas is going to be any good? Do you think that the pitching lab is going to fix these guys? You get jaded, and they need a real pitcher. They need to, in the offseason, they need to go and they need to pick up a real pitcher, two pitchers, and then integrate these young guys in and then let them learn. And there's a right way and the wrong way to do things, and relying on a quote-unquote pitching lab, it's stupid.
Right, but I know, Ant, but I literally just told you, and thank you for the call, I literally just told you there is no such thing as the pitching lab. Like, you can, they may have their biomechanics, whatever, lab, whatever you want to call it, but it's not, that whole notion that the Mets had this pitching lab, you take a guy, insert him in the lab, take him out, and he's good to go. Like, it's not a real thing. So the fact that we even still reference it, it's just foolish. It's not a real thing. What you talk about is how the Mets, as an organization, are developing pitchers, or what their theory is on what they're looking for, what they're trying to identify with that certain pitchers may have that they think they could bring in here and maximize. Frankie Montas was one of them. Obviously, that did not work out. With Griffin Canning, it did work out. But it's not that one guy succeeded in the lab and the other one didn't. And if there was a pitching lab, then obviously you'd put Peterson and Senga and Manaea and Holmes and basically everybody except for Nolan McLain in it. It's just the way the organization has to figure out how to properly develop pitching. They had a great year last year, exceeding all expectations. This year, they, I would say, underperformed, which were low expectations. Literally, before they took the mound in the regular season, I remember having the conversation with BT saying, this starting staff stinks. This is no good. No good. And yet they went out there from April to June 13th, or whatever, March when the season started, to June 13th, and performed like the best pitching staff in baseball. Metrically it was, or whatever the numbers you want to use, ERA, whatever it was, the Mets were the best pitching staff in baseball. And then they fell off and reverted to the mean or the norm, and then got even worse than that, to a point where they went from the best to not even being able to get out of four innings clean. Bobby is in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Yes, hi, Sal. How are you?
Hi, Bobby.
Jackson is like the Aaron Judge of baseball or football, whatever. Yeah, they both.
Who?
They talk Aaron Judge. They're both regular season, you know, very well. And not the second half of the Buffalo game, notwithstanding, because Jackson was very good.
You're talking about Lamar Jackson?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Sorry about that. The Chiefs game, the 2 years prior, he was awful in that game. And, you know, he's going to have to prove it in a play. I mean, if Andrew catches that ball, I think they do beat Buffalo, you know, because the momentum was very heavily towards the Ravens. But he made a lot of mistakes in that first half, the big fumble. And I just think that, you know, this is the year Mahomes is not the same play, you know, not on the same team, the Chiefs. You could see it. They have no offensive wide receivers. Last year they didn't have much either, but it's even less this year. And I mean, this is the year Buffalo or them have to get over the hump.
Yeah, they don't. Agreed, Bobby. Ultimately, Lamar Jackson, we were talking about Lamar Jackson earlier. I was saying he's the best football player I've ever seen. Ultimately, Lamar Jackson, and I mean, and Josh Allen, they're going to have to get over the hump and get to, forget about win, although that's going to be the next layer to it. But they have to get to the Super Bowl. That's a big step. And, you know, and until they do, hard to just say how great they are and where they stand in, you know, in the NFL and all that stuff. They are great individual players who are parts of great teams who have yet to beat the Chiefs and get over the hump into the Super Bowl. At some point, it'd be nice to see either Allen or Lamar Jackson, or both eventually, perform at the highest level in the Super Bowl. But it doesn't mean that they're less than quarterbacks just because their teams haven't gotten there. Lamar, more than Allen, to me, has disappointed. I like your analogy, actually, of Judge, where Lamar, what he does in the regular season, has not transferred fully into the postseason yet to get his team over the hump. Whereas Judge, same thing. What he does in the regular season, that has not transferred over to the playoffs yet. Doesn't mean it can't. It just hasn't yet. Gary's calling from Bud Lake. What's up, Gary?
Yes, I got to tell you, there is absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, such a thing as a pitching lab. I don't know where you got the information from, but it's very basically this. What they do is, when a pitcher is working his mechanics perfectly, they hook him up with wires and they do a digital view of his mechanics.
Oh, right, right. But what I mean... Right? Hold on. You listen, we'll have the conversation. What I mean is that the idea that there's this some magical lab that the Mets put their pitchers in and they come out and they're having success because of that, that's not real.
That's true.
No, it's not.
No, listen.
It's not real.
Let me explain why it's true, okay? Because they already have on record what the mechanics are when the pitcher's doing everything right. When he's doing everything wrong, they go back, they do the measurements again, mm-hmm. and they can tell where his mechanics are off, and he makes the adjustment, then he comes back making the adjustment, and he's better.
Well, then where has it been for David Peterson, for Clay Holmes, for Sean Manaea, for Kodai Senga? Where is that?
I can't answer that question.
No, but literally just said they find out what's wrong mechanically. Right. They send him back. They put him in the lab. Like, I'm not saying that they don't have those analytics and that science.
They do. Yeah, but that's what you said. There's no such thing as a pitching lab.
Right,
that's what you said.
Right, correct. There is no such thing as a pitching lab where you take a pitcher, and thank you for the call, Gary, and put him in this pitching lab, and he comes out and is a better pitcher. Meaning that the success of the Mets pitchers dating back to last year is not because of some pitching lab. There may, in fact, be a lab, whatever you want to deem it, whatever adjective you want to use to describe it, fine. Yes, information, analytics, trying to find out the mechanics and all that stuff. Yeah, the Mets are keeping up with the Joneses now and investing in that, and Steve Cohen has done that at the lower levels. But too much was being made of the quote-unquote pitching lab for being the reason why the Mets were able to turn around starting pitchers or pitchers in general. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that they don't have certain things. What I'm saying is they, the Mets themselves, weren't comfortable with all the attention the quote-unquote lab was getting for turning around all the starting pitchers. Whenever you or I would be like, oh, the pitching lab. It's not a real thing. Like, again, it may be actually that they have ways to, find out the mechanics and all that stuff. And there is, if you want to call it a lab, fine. That's not the reason why guys succeed or fail. That's what I'm trying to say. That's not a real thing. Because if it were, then you could take literally any pitcher, put him in this great pitching lab, and he'd come out and be great. And that's clearly not the case. That's my point. But yes, to your point, they do have stuff where you could go down there, the farm system, whatever, and I don't know, the scientific nature of getting the read on the mechanics and all this stuff. But to give the lab either credit or fault the lab when things go wrong, that's to me not real. That's what I meant to say. Because a lot of us, myself included, we said, oh yeah, the pitching lab, look at this. It's unbelievable. Stearns could go get this guy and put him in a pitching lab and he comes out and he's great. That to me was inaccurate when we would say that. And if it were such a thing and it worked, why do the Mets have the worst pitching staff in the second half in Major League Baseball? What happened? Did the lab break? Is it not in effect in the middle of the season? You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's the point. But yes, of course they have new ways to measure different things that the pitchers are doing. I'm just saying that the lab talk blown way, way out of proportion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.